Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Beth Ann Kozlovich is on vacation this week, and Kathy Kozak is joining me. Thanks for being here, Kathy.
Happy to be here. You know, it's the weekend of putting aside our complaints about the U.S. and celebrating the fact that we're here.
Celebrating the fact that we're free to have our complaints about the U.S., you know. And earlier this morning, Kathy, they read the text of the Declaration of Independence on NPR, and I was struck once again by the precision and the beauty of that language. It's a wonderful document.
It is. This would be a great weekend for everybody to take a look.
Yeah, go back and think about the language in it. And the language of measures is part of our concerns in our opening conversation. For the third time, a bill to regulate the use of genetically modified organisms in Hawaii has been struck down by the court. This time in a federal court ruling on a Maui County measure calling for a moratorium on GMO crops. As with earlier rulings on Kauai and Hawaii Island, courts have raised concerns of what are referred to as invalid and unenforceable measures that are preempted by state or federal law. There's an apparent disconnect here between the popular will and the laws the courts are mandated to follow. Attorney Michael Carroll represents the SHACA movement, which is appealing the latest federal court ruling. The acronym stands for Sustainable Hawaiian Agriculture for the Keiki and the Environment, and Michael is with us this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Federal Judge Susan Mulway cited a specific problem with the latest Maui bill, which is what?
Well, her decision basically rules that local ordinances or state ordinances cannot adopt regulations that address GMOs and that it's preempted by federal law, and that the county law is also preempted by state law. And the impact of the ruling today, or the impact of the ruling with respect to if this were to be upheld, is that it would potentially prevent any counties from adopting any laws that would regulate GMO crops. For example, there are regulations throughout the country dealing with prohibiting GMOs in various counties and also requiring labeling on the local level. If this decision were to be upheld on appeal, this would prevent and preclude any other counties from adopting these regulations.
Not just in Hawaii, but anywhere.
Anywhere, that's correct.
In the country. That's correct. This becomes, it looks as if that would be a high court issue, at least a circuit, Ninth Circuit, or beyond decision to be adjudicated. Yeah?
This will definitely go to the Ninth Circuit, and there's always a good likelihood that this could go to the U.S. Supreme Court, given that this is a potential case that could impact the entire country.
In general, when a law is passed that is redundant to federal or state law, it gets knocked down, right? If it's duplicative of something already on the books, and that was what was cited here. Yeah.
Yeah. The distinction that we have in our case is that the harms that are impacting the Maui County are not being addressed or not being regulated on the federal level. For example, there is a Ninth Circuit decision that says that the exact harms that our ordinance seeks to protect are not being addressed by the federal government under the Plant Protection Act that Judge Mulway said precludes counties from acting. These include the increased chemical use, the transgenic contamination, and other harms associated with GMO crops.
The Plant Protection Act being a federal law, which, right?
That's correct.
Which says what?
It basically protects from noxious plants. And under various regulations, there is a procedure that the seed companies can follow to develop new crops. And that's part of the process in which that the federal government, or Judge Mulway said, preempted counties mm-hmm. from regulating. But the problem is that this federal review process, or this federal process, doesn't actually test or doesn't actually do any studies on the harms associated with GMO crops. They're more interested in confining the seeds and confinement issues. They're not addressing the issues of increased pesticide use and the issues of transgenic contamination and other issues that the Maui ordinance sought to protect.
Is that just a matter of if it's that clear cut, if there's language that is not present in the federal law, that would actually be a pretty strong avenue for you to argue, wouldn't it?
And that was one of our points that we raised with the district court that was ultimately not accepted, but we do intend to raise that on appeal. Another issue that we have is that the Hawaii Constitution has very strong language in giving the counties authority to regulate agriculture and to protect the environment. And we did make reference to that in our briefs, and unfortunately that was not accepted by the district court, but we are hopeful that we'll have better success on appeal.
So the federal ruling that was just made on the Maui County measure, if you apply that logic, its logic across the board would make it impossible for any county anywhere.
That's right. Judge Mulway basically said that any regulations on GMOs on the county or state level would be precluded or prevented by federal law. And any counties that tried to place a ban or place a similar moratorium on GMO operations, they could not do that because it's preempted and prevented under the federal government.
Wasn't there some language in her decision, I'm trying to remember exactly how it was phrased, but saying that the judge essentially said, I'm not addressing the science here, but more in terms of the way the laws are written?
Yes, she spent a number of pages in her introductory talking about that she's not deciding whether GMOs are good or bad. And again, I don't think this measure really goes to that issue as well, because what we're asking for is that there be studies done to make sure that what is the actual activities are being safe. This bill does not address whether GMO food consumption is a good or a bad thing. It's talking about a specific practice and how the chemical companies are using Maui in a different way to develop their crops that is harmful to the community, and that's why the Maui voters voted in favor of this ordinance.
Had you written the law in such a way as to make a sort of a blanket condemnation of GMO research, it likely would be knocked down because you would not be in a position to make a statement like that.
Well, there's a lot of different variations in the bills, and I think if there was it's hard to say if there was a large bill that would completely ban the importation and exportation, you'd have a completely different situation.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case before Maui.
So essentially, the Maui bill was written in order to address something specific, and from your perspective, the federal court did not really tune in on that specific provision.
That's correct, Chris, and they didn't focus on the points that we wanted the court to focus on, and we're hopeful that the Ninth Circuit will look afresh at these issues and see that these issues are not being regulated by the state or federal government, and the counties should have the power to do so, and this was a proper exercise of local police powers.
Absent a favorable Ninth Circuit ruling, you would still have the option of going all the way to the top, to the Supreme Court, yeah?
That's right, Chris.
And that's an option that's still in the wind?
And well, we're hopeful that we will be successful at the Ninth Circuit. Of course, if we were successful, the industry plaintiffs could also potentially file an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court as well.
All of which tells us we're not done with this issue by a long shot,
yes,
right?
I think we will possibly be back next year.
That's quite safe to say. Michael, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Michael Carroll is a Honolulu attorney who represents the Shaka Movement. That stands for Sustainable Hawaiian Agriculture for the Keiki and the Environment. And you can learn more about the ongoing dispute over the GMO measure on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.